And the headlines were just looking so good last week. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Ravecast. If you didn't get the memo, we are podcasting twice a week now. Monday, we'll review the game, and Friday, we'll preview the Ravens game on the following Sunday. And I wish I could have told you how proud I was of a losing team Monday night. To me, the loss still feels like a win. I mentioned that I'd have to face my Steelers fan friend, Evan Big and Tasty Duncan, and I did. And even though we lost, I felt better about the game than he did. The press, who have been slamming the Ravens all year, even gave the Ravens some props for this game. I've been hard on it too, I'll admit it, but the press have been just relentless, and last week I think they eased up. I think that they saw the potential that I've been seeing and that I'm sure other Ravens fans have been seeing. And I've got the articles here in front of me from last week, so let's just see, you know, just what they had to say. Ravens holding out on hope. Okay, that's a good one. Team no longer is out of line in pass protection. Looking good. Ravens return to running plays, not their mouths. I like that one. So, you can just really get a general idea of the press. Here you go. Last one. Ravens D shines without two stars. Just that they saw the unity that the Ravens had against the Steelers, and I was just really hoping that this unity would continue, but it was too good to be true. So, a losing team felt good to us. How about this week? Ouch. Hey, if you'd like to talk Ravens with us, give us a call. We'd love to hear your input in our show. Our call line is 204-202-2439. Once again, the number is 204-202-2439. So the new and improved Ravecast schedule is up, and we are here Monday for you just to go through the Ravens-Bengals game. I'm going to sound like a broken record here, folks, but it's all of what I've said is supported by facts, so sorry about it. They're taking away our end zone. 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 I didn't say it. It's what Anthony Wright said. Listen for yourself.
Well, they're taking away. They're taking away the end zone. You know, they're dropping the corners and the safeties and the middle linebacker back in the end zone, and it's forcing you to drop it down to the backs. You drop it down to the backs. That's when they're coming up making tackles. And then forcing you to kick field goals, you know, you get down there, so it's been tough.
Did they really play a good game? Let's find out. We're going to go through it now. And I think the best summary I found was on NFL.com. They pretty much nailed the whole game with one sentence in their recap of this 21-9 defeat. And they said, and I quote, "Each team had three scoring drives. Cincinnati scored touchdowns. The Ravens settled for field goals," unquote. And that, I could stop here. I could stop the program here, folks, and just say, that's it. I'll see you next week. But we're really going to go into detail about it. But did they, you know, Anthony Wright said they were forced to score to go with field goals. So it's not their fault, right? Well, with 49 rushing yards, what can you expect? You certainly shouldn't expect a victory with that. Billick understands, too. He said, quote, "I can do the math. You can't trade sevens for threes, plain and simple," unquote. The question brewing in my mind this week is, what will Billick do about it in practice? And really, only time will tell. I think he did a fantastic job training them for the Pittsburgh game, but will he get soft? We'll find out. So it pains me to see Marvin Lewis succeed, and I know that sounds harsh, but it really, really does hurt me to see that. Now they're 7-2, and this division is just getting harder and harder for the 2-6 Ravens. Just looking offensively at the Bengals, Carson Palmer came out here with two TD passes and three touchdown drives of 80, 31, and 91 yards. Rudy Johnson ran for 97. That's pretty decent today in the NFL. Chad Johnson had 91 yards and 5 catches overall. And the Bengals averaged 5.2 yards per play versus the Ravens 4. The main difference statistically that I've noticed is when you look down the columns that in the touchdown category you'll find 3 in the Bengals and you'll find 0 in the Ravens. So, I mean, that, folks, that'll kill you every time. They played an okay game. Offensively, though, for the Ravens, Anthony Wright did he did pretty decent. He threw 19 for 30 for 153 yards, and he did leave in the third quarter with an ankle injury, so let's keep that in mind. We'll talk more on that Friday. So to bring in none other than Cordell Stewart. And Stewart, he really did start something. I hate to go with a third-string quarterback and say that he's the answer, but in his few plays, his drive that he ran, he really did stir up some commotion. Cordell ran four times for 23 yards. He had a 13-play drive, and he even went out for a pass on a trick play. It didn't succeed, but I thought it was kind of cool. And, you know, he even led a typical Ravens offense with a decent drive just leading up to a field goal. So I don't really know what to do about the Ravens offensively. I mean, statistically, this game was all right for the Ravens. At the end of the first half, they were up in yardage 160 yards to the Bengals 138. But the Bengals just took advantage of the Ravens. They took advantage of them in the turnovers, and they scored 7 rather than 3, which will get you every time. The Ravens had some good offensive driving, and once again, they did show some hope, but they are a 2-6 team, but they ended up scoring just 3 every time they showed this hope. I mean, let's look at the drive at the end of the second quarter. It was a fantastic drive, you know, trying to beat the clock, and the Ravens could have taken the lead at halftime with a TD, but they settled for 3. So enough about the past. The Ravens face Jacksonville on the road next week, and we'll be looking at that on Friday, as we mentioned our new and improved Ravecast schedule for you. Hey, Ravens fans, don't get discouraged either. I was getting slammed today by a Colts fan, and I had to tell her that, hey, Baltimore won a championship before Indianapolis did, and we didn't even have a team for half the time. So don't forget about the glory days, folks. This podcast has been a production of Big Ten Productions. For more information on other podcasts, check us out on the web at bigtenproductions.tripod.com. Don't forget to check out the Ravecast page at alltherave.blogspot.com. And hey, folks, give us a call. We really want to hear your input. 204-202-2439. Once again, that's 204-202-2439. Thanks for listening to the Ravecast. I'm Zach Wilton. We'll see you here Friday.